Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in time for a daily editorial on Thursday. Is this a great Thursday? I don't know. It's hard to say. We keep getting the vandalism around the country that we were getting, starting off with a dramatic homeless man burning down the Christmas tree in front of the Fox studios and going over to the negation of all the good deeds of the kids who are doing good deeds in the south side of Chicago. I want to, before we talk about that, although there's some very angry people out there, and I want to talk a little bit. I want to give some kudos to some of the folks who gave comments last night. I was up about 5 o'clock in the morning reading some of these comments. I'm going to go over, I'm going to print them all out, by the way, because I can concentrate better when I print them out. And I'm going to print them out when I get back from my Bible study this morning. And I'm going to make some comments on what you guys are saying. Out of the box, you made some great, great comments. No longer one sentences, but now we've got a little bit of research coming in. CFS, you continue to do the same thing. Larry, I love you, bud. You're probably the reason I haven't been sick for as long as I've known you. I'm taking the protocol of vitamins, minerals, etc., and everything that you recommended. What the hell was it? Almost a year ago. CFS, I continue to say you are now the director of research. All you other guys are going to get titles bestowed on you also. These are really worthwhile comments. I very definitely want to say that. My comment, by the way, of posting the video from the rock and roll video of Proud Mary, my buddy, Robbie Charis, who is a crackerjack of a computer consultant's brother, plays in that band. The reason I posted that last night is there's so much negativity going on in the world. You watch a video like that if you're old enough to appreciate what they're really talking about, and it's gotta make you feel better. Jimmy, what's making you feel better this morning, bud? The fact that you're moving on Saturday, probably.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, getting out of Washington and moving to a red state, it's going to make me feel a little bit better. When I say red state, I mean a state that actually believes in individual freedom and rights and is not going to do foolish lockdowns and not have an entire segment of the population that's completely hypnotized and zombieized with fear, COVID fear and mask mandates and locking your children down. My daughters have to test every day at school because they're not vaccinated. And then, of course, people are coming up positive. Children are coming up positive, even though they're vaccinated, because they've got symptoms, but they don't have to test. Very interesting, you know, these dimensions. So I'm happy about that. I'm also happy about as we move into the holiday seasons, because I think it does hopefully get people to remember what the basic foundations of goodwill, peace towards all men. And the basic fundamentals of Christmas, what it's about. It's rebirth. It's forgiveness. It's recognizing the birth of a savior that came to this planet. Mm-hmm. Representation, in my view, of God in order to help us find a better way. And I think for the most part, man has moved in the right direction. But right now we're facing the dilemma with the struggle against evil. So,
well, you know, as CFS, not CFS, I'm sorry, as Out of the Box brought out last night, you're rapidly moving up to the position of Associate Research Director, by the way, Jerry. I want to say, by the way, that your comment yesterday that came in about America has been in a terrible situation for a long, long time. I don't disagree with that. But I want to stress once more that the incident that you were referring to, Jimmy's comment in yesterday's editorial, he meant things were much better during the Trump administration, obviously, than what's going on right now. And I agree 100%. And I commented to you on that. I just wanted to stress that point once more from Jim. Jimmy, continue, please.
Yeah, I'd like to make sure that everyone understands my point on that as well, because Look, there's been tremendous challenges. There will always be tremendous challenges. But I felt over, you know, between 2017 and 2019, we were moving in a better direction. We were getting a handle on our border. We were having positive economic growth above 1%, which is equal to the amount of money that the Obama administration was pumping into the economy with a 1% growth rate. So that was better. The debt wasn't going down. That was a very dangerous thing. And of course, and it skyrocketed with this, with all the responses. People were afraid of COVID. And so the government was acting. But what it looks like to me is the manipulators and the insiders inside the government that had special interests were dictating and giving people like Mike Pence, who ran the team, gave them advice that was to the benefit of pharmaceutical companies, that was to the benefit of the organizations. And really, they were not looking objectively at the problems. And that's where I think the pushback is required. What we saw in 2016 was America pushing back against basically Washington and federal government dictating the future of all and bringing it back down to local authorities. There was a continuation of that. Things were looking in the right direction. And then we have a blowback with, you know, what I would consider a very questionable 2020 election outcome. And we see this continual struggle for power. And I think, you know, yeah, things have been challenging all the time, but we were pulling out of wars. We were smartly backing out of different events.
That's absolutely correct, Jim. Absolutely correct. I just want to stress that.
Yeah. So, hey, now it's people are, I think, waking up to the reality of how corrupt Washington has become, both Republicans and Democrats, people that live in that system, that understand the system, that think they're smarter than everybody else, and basically begin to ignore the American people because they think they know better. But in reality, what they're doing is they're operating to enhance their own interests, and many of those interests are influenced by major corporations, the lobbyists, and the globalists that have a bigger agenda. And we're seeing now very clearly that the people like Tim Cook and the deal he cut with Apple, there's a great piece yesterday talking about the deals he cut with China as the CEO of Apple were worth estimated $278 billion. And they're reaping benefits because they helped the Chinese communist authoritarian tyrannical government get more control and more power over tech companies. But Apple gets to sell more iPhones there. So they're willing to sacrifice principle in order to make money. And we saw that, as we mentioned the other day, the CEO of Walmart talking to Hunter Biden about how to get Trump out. We've seen this in numerous occasions because global corporate elite and the very powerful elite, people, George Soros types, they think they know better and they're going to manipulate through their platforms and with their money and their influence in order to take away basic fundamental rights of the people. And that's what we're facing right now. People are beginning to wake up and see it. And that was my point, that really it's becoming so apparent, and we need this much pressure, these types of actions, these lockdowns, these ridiculous tyrannical statements, the mandates, in order for Americans and for the world to stand up and say, you know what, something is very wrong with the global elite trying to dictate our future, and we have to push back, and we have to quit being hypnotized zombies that are afraid of everything.
You know, I want to make a comment here, and it is a non-secular comment, and the reason I want to make it is because a miracle occurred about 2 weeks ago, and that miracle was my friend CFS, a retired tenured physics professor, said that because of the terrible situation that I'm in with my oldest daughter, he was going to begin to pray for me that situation would resolve itself. Coming from CFS, that's a very, very strong statement. Let me ask you guys one question. I'm going to be back with you in spades, for lack of better terms, on the blog when I get back from Bible study about 12:15 this afternoon. Wouldn't it be interesting if another miracle occurred a miracle somewhat similar to that one, which occurred thousands of years ago. Wouldn't it be interesting if a miracle similar to that occurred this nativity season? What do you think, Jim?
You know, I always pray for miracles.
And, I do too. It's the only thing that's going to save us.
I think faith is going to save us. I think hope is going to save us. I think people doing the right thing is going to save us. And I think the truth will save us.
Yep.
And if we have a miracle, that'll be fantastic. It may be a miracle with, who can predict something like that? I'm also afraid of the negative. The fight against evil and the fight against wrong is very, very powerful. And you know, we may be facing those challenges now, you know.
Well, we may be facing those challenges, but I just have a funny feeling. I woke up this morning after I got up incredibly early for me. I woke up just with kind of a warm and fuzzy feeling all over because I think that something good is probably going to happen. Jimmy, we've been going about close to 11 minutes. You got the final word, bud.
Hey, you know, the one good thing that you talked about yesterday was Sawant, the socialist in Seattle. Looks like it's going to be tough for her to fill the gap. And,
I thought it was interesting. I went on the looked at the results again numerous times yesterday, and the results as of late yesterday afternoon, mid evening, were not in yet. There was still that gap. So what are you saying right now? Nothing as positive as what I'm hearing you say, but it looks like she didn't make it. Is that correct?
Yeah, so they now are calling it, of course, the results narrowed. Of course, they're finding new votes probably in the last minute.
Sure.
50.31%, just 246 votes apart. She's still behind, but it's getting very close. And, you know, you kind of wonder if people, if they do what they did way back with Christine Gregoire and Dino Rossi, and if they find more, another box of ballots or three or whatever it was, 100 votes that.
Right.
On the recount.
Right.
So, you know, having integrity in our election system and having trust and faith in it is essential. And people have to, we have to audit. We have to ensure that we make our votes absolutely clean. And in Washington State, it's not going to happen with mail-in voting and no voter ID and no control over it. So.
Well, let's see what happens with Sawant. Jimmy, always a pleasure. Talk to you later this afternoon. Thanks, man.
Okay, take care.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.